Welcome back, After Buzzers and Oncers. We've got another juicy episode of Once Upon a Time, Season 7, Episode 10, The Eighth Witch. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, this is like a creepy Christmas song, so we had to play it, of course, because... After Buzz? I mean, not After Buzz. After Buzz is creepy. No. Once Upon a Time is After a little
Buzz
creepy.
So it's a little creepy, yeah.
No. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We've got a full panel tonight.
Yes.
With our lovely ladies. Yes. We're repping our Christmas sweaters.
Ooh. Yeah.
It is the week before Christmas, and happy Hanukkah to all those that are celebrating.
Definitely.
As well.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Yes, tomorrow's the last day of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah and merry early Christmas to us since we won't be here next week. But guys, let's introduce this lovely panel because we're so excited to be here. Steph Sabra, where can they find you on social media?
What's up, everyone? We're glad to be back. I know it's been a few, feels like forever.
I know.
But I'm glad I could be back for this episode. I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
Lanisha.
What's up, you guys? You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. I missed you guys.
I missed you. Carolina, where can they find you?
I'm Carolina Benetti, and you can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and on Instagram at LenaBean113.
And hey, guys, I'm your host, Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And we do have the live chat open, so please let us know all of your thoughts and theories and wants and wishes of this show, because man, oh man, did we get a lot of answers.
Wow.
This episode.
Wow.
Maybe.
Overall thoughts first before we get into it, because I do have a long list of questions I want to ask you guys and what we know now on this season. I mean, not season. Season 7, episode 10.
Yeah.
Episode 10, The Eighth Witch, because it was crazy, y'all.
They stepped up their game big time.
It was like all the questions we wanted, we got answered in like 35 minutes.
Yep. And they like really changed my mind, because at first... even though I was into it, I was kind of like, oh, okay, is it going to kind of be the same? They really stepped it up to where it's like, I want to keep watching Once Upon a Time.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. I feel like the past few episodes, we've been all texting and freaking out about it, because I feel like they're killing it. It's really been a huge, I mean, it was never, this season hasn't been bad in any way, but it definitely, like, we didn't know what track it was going to go through,
right.
And this has been, like, mind-blowing, and every time you think someone gets screwed over, another person, you know,
it's
no
a
one,
whole other thing.
You can't trust anyone.
So jumping on the plot twist, I still don't think that Anastasia is the guardian. I think they're messing with us. All it's proved is that she's got magic. She never actually touched his knife. Ran away from it. She ran away from all of it. And the only thing that was proven is that she does have magic, and she woke up from one spell into a land without magic with her magic. But it doesn't mean that when magic comes back, Lucy won't still be the guardian. It's been so
good.
Lucy to be the guardian. But man, with that being said, I think we need to just dive into, I got note by note. I want to hear everybody's thoughts because there was so much. I don't want to miss anything. You guys call us out in the chat if we do miss anything.
Because there was a lot.
Because there was so much jammed into this one episode. So I want to talk about what we know now and jumping off that. What we know is that Regina cast the curse.
Oh,
and there's
under
none.
Duress.
I feel
well, there's
bad.
One that we know of.
But I think there's only one curse in general now.
Yeah, now that they fit all the puzzle pieces of, oh, you're going to think you casted the curse and everything. So I kind of do now think there's going to be one.
Talk about Ivy being uber diabolical, that she told her mother in advance, like, you're going to think that you're doing this for Anastasia and you are going to fight so hard, but I'm going to rip her away from you. And that's exactly what she did.
But talk about diabolical is Gothel
momming
her this whole time.
And
then
so bad.
Throws her in the ditch with her real mom.
Like, she was warned.
You had
she was warned.
She was warned by her mom. But also, too, I feel like with Regina casting the curse, everybody's manipulating everybody at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just this vicious circle of when does it end? Because everybody's doing something that they think is going to benefit themselves, but in the end, it's not benefiting anybody. Mm-hmm. Because from what we're seeing is, when they all wake up from this curse, Henry is going to be he's not going to be alive. And yeah. so that really
That's why I said I messed with my mind.
There's going to be another way. And the fact that the only part of the book he read to Lucy was saying there's always another way to break curses. Right. I think there is a third way. Of course, I mean, but with also, the heroes.
Anastasia.
remember the world that people who are under the sleeping curse go to? I wonder if we'll see Lucy in that world while she's in this coma where she'll find out how to save her dad.
But he's that's a really good point. But he's poisoned.
And her beliefs were taken.
He's right, not under a curse, but he's poisoned.
But they found a way to break the poison heart. Remember, Alice and Hook had a poison heart, which, oh my God.
True.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, remember, they figured out a way to break the poison heart between Alice and Hook. So I think they're...
But it didn't work.
But that was something different,
though.
No, it did.
It was something different.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get into
it. We can get really off
track. I just think that right now, from what we know, is Henry... Like, because all of our questions were lying in who made the curse happen.
Yeah.
Like, who had it behind their head that they were going to do it. So basically, what we know is Drusilla forced Regina to do it in order to save Henry.
Yeah.
And if they awaken this curse, the two people that could die, it's like if the curse goes away, Henry could die. If not, then Lucy could die. So those are the two people that we were wondering who she's talking about.
Yeah, but that's like, that really makes me think, like, when is Regina gonna get a break, people?
Yeah.
She has been suffering over and over, and she's like the best person ever.
I know.
She turned totally good, and she never gets a break.
Why does her sister keep getting happy endings? Like, even in her curse,
homegirl is I would have been feeling a little salty if I was her sister.
She said that, and I was like, yeah, she got the daughter. But I will say, we can jump to this really quick. I love the Regina and Zelina sister bond. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all full in force. Let's do it together. They're heroes now. I love that. Like, I need more Zelina and Regina scenes in my life.
Do you know what made me really happy? Cute. That she was so offended. She's like, I was cursed as a hippie.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
I teach pedaling.
That was good. It was really random for her to be like...
Yeah, but they threw in a lot of, like, the witch, like, sayings with, like, all right, you, my flying monkeys,
fly. Yeah, I am peddling if she's the, you know, the witch in the hall. Like, she would be biking. But my main two questions about the curse getting cast, I guess. So we know Ivy is the one who planned it, but why is Gothel so involved? And we don't know what Gothel wants yet, but why couldn't she do it there?
Well, she's after the Guardian. We did learn that with we're going to find the remainder of the people who are meant to wear these cloaks.
But did she say she needed the Guardian?
Yeah.
That's what she's been wanting. So she wanted she wanted it from Rapunzel, and then now she's trying to figure out which, because she said it was in her bloodline, right? Mm-hmm. So she's trying to figure out which one of the daughters it is, and so she's using Drusilla to get to Anastasia, because she clearly doesn't think that Drusilla is the Guardian.
Yeah.
And so that's why she uses her to do all this, and she kind of manipulates Drusilla to feel like she has the power, than to just yank it right from her.
And well, now Drusilla can't be the Guardian, because it darkness. Was very clearly put that the Guardian can't have darkness for selfish purposes.
Right.
Oh, and so she proved that she wasn't by doing all of those selfish things, literally.
So do we know what Gothel's motive is with the Guardian yet? What we don't know?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we
don't
know.
That's the only thing. Power is the only thing I could think of, but what in particular does she want?
Except for all the witches together.
Can you guys hold that thought? Because I definitely want to get into that in the end when they walk into the storage room. Because that, like, with all the cloaks, because that has something in. But while we're still on, like, the Henry dying and everything, we also, what we know now is the last scene of it was the preview to season 7. Yeah. We saw Henry giving the book to Lucy and telling her to guard it and run. But we didn't know from what or where or what was going on. So now we realize that the witches, whatever these witches were after Henry. And that's
who poisoned
him.
Did they turn into a monster or something? Because I heard like a roar when they saw him.
Well, that was actually the end of season 6 that we had that wrap up. And now we also know that they cut down an enchanted tree like Emma in the wardrobe.
Well, he didn't get to finish.
No.
He didn't get to finish the tree.
He didn't get to finish it?
No.
Which sucks. At all?
That was, he was in the middle of it. Like, he had just started, and then that's when the witches came to get him. So that's why Lucy was stuck in the curse, but all she had was the book.
Yeah.
Which also still...
I'm so confused by the... Okay. So wait, sorry. For anybody that's as confused for the timeline as I am, I just figured this
out.
Everyone
I love
confused.
This. Even Regina said she was confused by the timeline.
Okay. So when she showed up and she unhooded or revealed Henry.
Right.
That was like the same day.
With Cinderella and all that. No, because in between that, you have to shove that scene in from the end of season 6 where he's hiding with Lucy and he says, go to your mother. So Lucy must have gone to her mother and that's how she knew Henry was in danger, which is maybe why they went to go fight Gothel. For the thing.
I'm a little confused because they did show him saying, remember they replayed that? They were like, no, go.
Yeah, they
like,
showed
go,
that
go.
Scene again. And then they showed Lucy going to her mom and they with Princess Tiana and they all had this discussion, should we go get Henry? And they said, no, because that's what they want.
Yeah.
With Tiger Lily, because that first
so they all so,
right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I was no. This timeline is
I know.
Killing
it
me.
Is.
I know. There's so many different
what is
timelines.
What are everybody in the chat saying? What are their thoughts?
That
on
I'm messing
so
up
far?
The time.
That's what you're saying. They're like you're totally confusing.
I am she just getting confused. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Carolina. You're confusing us as well. No, but
like it makes it better.
No, but. But yeah, so Henry's basically sacrificing himself in order to like figure out this solution and kind of. Get everything in whatever he wants to get into the real world or the curse, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But I think before we jump, I'm all over the place with this timeline because in my head,
I'm sorry.
No, because in my head, you know, they said it was her 8th birthday. Mm-hmm. The prophecy's coming.
Yes,
and. So the prophecy's coming on her 8th birthday. So that gives you 8 years to kind of realize, like, maybe give or take a year from when, or that's, okay, this is more where my chunk of time goes, because she says, Drizella said, I've been waiting to cast this for years. And so I was like, what is it, 8 years I've been waiting to cast this? That can't be that
she
long.
She was stuck as a statue.
Yeah.
For 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is that you don't say, like, I feel like 8 years in that type of realm is not a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's, like, always, like, I've been waiting for centuries to do this.
Because she was under, like, a magical curse, maybe she had a different timeline than the rest of them.
I don't know. From what I've seen... All over the
place. Look, when people go under sleeping curses, they go to another realm. So
you guys,
to say
the
when they
time
turn stone,
is not as important as what's going on.
All right, you're
so basically,
at all.
Okay. So basically, she has 8 years that like this prophecy is happening, but the witches save her, and they bring her back to life, and they are at her birth at Lucy's birthday party, and no celebrations can be had because. She comes back to life, and they're like, we're going to cast this curse.
That was my question. Okay. Why were they not prepared? She literally warned them on her 8th birthday.
Because they thought that Drizella couldn't be woken up because it's blood magic.
Yeah. I would have still been prepared. I don't know.
They got way confident.
That was a cool scene, though. I feel like Once Upon a Time is, like you said, taking this creepy turn, and I like it. Like, the promo for next week, if you guys haven't seen it, it looks very creepy.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
But cool, because I love witches.
It's the promo for March, guys. We're on hiatus until March.
Yeah.
It said it at the end of the episode.
Well, that's
we're hoping for a Christmas miracle.
Where we don't have to wait two
Are you guys
months?
With us? We want it sooner?
Okay. Sorry. I feel like we've gotten all over the place. Let's take some chat.
Okay.
Things. What's going on
first
in
there? First of all, Andrew Malone is, like, intense. He said, why build a castle around Drizella? Couldn't they just shatter her? Homie, that's dark.
Because it's like an hocus pocus.
Yes, great reference.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that. I would have shattered her. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
People
but
are
they're
like,
too nice.
Regina
would
have done it.
They're heroes.
Didn't even, and good thinking. I didn't even think, obviously, when they froze her as a statue, they didn't have a house there. I didn't realize they, like, built it around her. Obviously, Allie. Whoa. Good job, Andrew. That was a good
one. Wow.
Yeah. So basically,
I
was like, why did they keep her?
Same.
Yeah. So anyways, this curse is cast. Everybody's kind of in mayhem, figuring out what they're going to do to stop it. They can't stop it. There's no stopping it. It's going to happen. And in the meantime, we find out that there is a love kindling between Alice, and Robin.
Which love. Was awesome. Whoa. I was so pumped.
I did that not see was, that coming.
I feel like I kind of did.
Me
like,
too.
I don't know
you
what.
Did?
Like, Robin, there was something like, I don't know, secretive going on. Because when Regina and Zelina were talking, they were talking about some sort of secret, like, you know, like, let them be lovers or something like that. Kind of, I don't know. She was trying to talk.
Let them be lovers. Yeah.
Let them love.
I found out, later when Allison started talking about, wait, I'm not Allison, Alice started talking about it. When she was saying, like, give it to her, like, when she started saying her, I was like, oh, duh. And then I started making the connection, but I didn't know when they were first talking about it.
Right.
When Robin was talking about it.
Which, I didn't get it until she showed up, and I was like, oh, it's her.
Which also, like, where is Robin?
Yeah.
Like, in the real world.
In Europe.
Yeah, the according to Zelina.
She's, like, in Europe partying.
Oh. I thought that was just, like, she is in Europe in her mind, but, like, not really.
No, I think in real life, she was
so I wonder, are they going to go get her?
Yeah, they'll get her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or she'll hear there's something going on and she'll come back.
I hope so. I'm so excited for this relationship. I want to see her and Alice be like this, like, cool, like, double team.
Blonde couple.
Yeah.
Blondourage.
I'm so... Blondourage. I love it. By the way, somebody said Rabbit Hood as her shipper name, and I am so down with that
name. I like
name.
That name.
These people Rabbit Hood.
They're very creative.
They love you. There was, like, Wonder Hood, but I thought Rabbit Hood was, like, right there.
That is better. Speaking of Robin and Alice, Alice's father obviously is also known as Hook. He sacrificed the elephant to give to Lucy's mom.
I got teary eyed.
So sweet.
I was wondering when I saw that. I was trying to figure out if the elephant was like what you were crying.
Yeah, like, no, she's laughing at me now.
Yeah, because I leave it to you guys to really just pull in that emotion.
We definitely do bring in the tears. I think it was last episode that I was, like, really crying. Or which episode was it? I think I was, like, bawling. I don't know.
A couple, whatever.
So Hook sacrificed his relationship with his daughter because Lucy was going to be too young as a child, and I thought that was really, really special.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool scene.
Yeah, and it kind of just, like, shows how mature Hook has come, this new Hook 2.0, Rogers, how he's really matured and shown that, like, he's going to figure it out.
But it was so tragic. Like, he finally gets his daughter back, and he still doesn't have the poison heart cursed, like, worked out between them. Mm-hmm. And on top of everything, he has this one chance to know her. And in a world without magic where he could be with her, and he gives it up for Cinderella and her daughter, I was like...
Yeah.
But now that you guys mentioned it, now it's kind of like even more of a sacrifice because now he finally gets to be with his daughter. So now if the curse is broken, Henry is poison. She's back to being poison. It's just...
Yeah, it's like almost like they're going to be better off to stay in this realm and just like Regina have a party and give everybody this wake-up juice.
Which they might.
You know? Wake-up juice.
I feel like if they all were to wake up, like...
But that was the last of it that she had, and she mixed it in that drink.
Yeah,
for
so it's
Zelina.
All in that drink. So she's got a whole bottle of that stuff.
Did she take it? Yeah, she did.
You mixed that up.
She shook it up, so now she's got a whole bottle of that, where I'm like, give it to everybody, because they're not breaking the curse. They're just waking them up.
That's true. That's smart, Alex.
But my question is, if Henry wakes up, even if the curse isn't broken, does that mean he'll be sick?
Does it technically break it if he remembers?
No. I don't think so. I don't think if they remember...
Right, because they're still stuck in the realm.
Right, because magic is no longer in this world, so technically he couldn't die if there's no magic.
Oh. But there is magic now. Anastasia has now brought magic into this world, and that's a game changer. That's why she's ready to find the witches, because I think they can be awakened now, because magic has finally woken up.
I think the witches are awakened. They're just around, you know, some of them are here and some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But what does she want to do with, like, a super witch coven? Like, they're, like, the Witches League?
That's what we're still... Well,
this is what my question was.
Varsity
Hello,
Witch.
Wasn't that a show?
I hope not.
I think it was. I
really hope
not. Well, I guess we'll jump into the cloak closet where all, like, the witch's cloaks are there and the witch brings in Anna. But I'm just wondering, like, so all of those cloaks that were in before they cast the curse, and Henry was one of them, were real witches there?
I don't know that.
I still don't know.
I feel like they were like demons or something. That, and they're not actually like witches. It's like,
they seem very okay, so demon-y. You mean in that they room. Were like all dark and creepy with like black shadows. That's not.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. my thing is, I thought that the witch was trying to bring Anastasia in as being like, you are one of us because she knows how much power she has. I don't think that she's the guardian. Like, I think that she has to do something with like completing that witch's circle. Because if you think about it, when they were standing most in definitely. That circle, Henry was one of the eight witches. Not, he wasn't a witch, obviously, but he was in the cloak. So I think that she needs to complete that circle.
No, she had to replace sort of him. He was just in the cloak, but he wasn't in the circle. Yeah, Regina took that circle when she did the blood.
Yeah, yeah. Regina was the eighth
but
witch.
You're right still. Like, she still needs to fill
right, like, I think circle. There's some sort of thing she needs to fill in order to, like, have some sort of power. But the thing is, like, what's the motive? What do you get out of having all this power? What is it? Like, because we don't know her backstory.
Yeah. Can we have a bigger revelation really here? Is did anybody actually think of Regina as a witch until this episode? Because I sure didn't.
I really didn't.
She's a witch? What?
Oh, because you thought of her, like, as a queen.
Yeah, evil queen with powers.
Magic powers. Like, she just has magical powers. I know it's not fair
point, but Zelina is very witchy and that they're sisters.
Yeah.
So okay, that makes sense.
Oh, that's true. You know, I just never...
No, it's okay. I think Regina likes to be known as the queen.
Yeah.
Like, don't call me a witch.
Yeah.
Right. But speaking of Anna and Ivy, and Anna had to take Ivy's powers, what does the witch get out of Anastasia having all of the power?
She needed that's someone all that more juice. Powerful.
Yeah.
She needed someone more powerful.
But I think. Technically, if she took her powers, isn't that dark magic?
And okay, wait.
No, but she's not darkening
magic,
her heart.
Yeah, magic is just a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You use it however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
So Drizella's magic wasn't evil. Her choices were misguided.
Yeah, and her heart was the one that's darkened, not the magic.
Yeah, she darkened her heart.
That just made me think about did you guys see the promo?
Yeah.
Do you know how they said it's a sacrifice?
Yeah, that's what I was
like. I feel
like
they
dark.
Could be sacrificing her now that she has all the power into spreading her power into all the witches.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's
sacrifice
really
dark. Sacrifice the child.
Right, I could be really taking this to another level. She's like 12 and she's been dead this whole time and she comes back and they kill her.
That would be so terrible.
They're going to save her. This is once upon a time.
Yeah, they have to save her. They have to save her if they have to save Henry because what's a show
with everybody.
Henry. Yeah.
He's the author.
It's like Lucy, Henry, and Anna, these three innocent people, they've got to do something with them where they're going to bring them back. Meanwhile, you've got Lady T and Ivy in a hole somewhere. Like, what?
She's like, don't even look at me.
I love that.
You know what, though? I want to know Lady T's story now in between those 8 years when Ivy was a statue. Like, homegirl, what were you doing?
Well, this is the thing. Is that
now
she's
I have more questions.
Right. I had more questions as soon as she came back and was like, it's my blood magic or my blood curse or whatever. Because she was clearly on the good guy's side.
Mm-hmm. No, she wasn't. She was on her side because she didn't want her to do anything with Anastasia because she had already told her, like, I'm coming for you.
Oh. Because I thought...
Save her own butt. Why not team up with the good guys?
So then this also confused me because I was thinking maybe she turned good, but then I was like, still, it doesn't make sense in my brain why she would need to control who Lucy ends up with. Because let's not forget, at the beginning of the season, she was so adamant about taking custody of Lucy. Why? You know what I mean? Like,
I thought she was setting it up to make sure Lucy lost her belief.
Yeah.
I thought all of that was like a very elaborate setup just to make sure Lucy lost her belief.
That's, I guess. And then with her being in her custody, that she has more control over that.
Right. We've talked about this before. I feel like I just like put that out the window because I like
for the
saw
people
her,
that
like,
have that same question.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just helping the people out.
Okay. No, that's a good question.
The storyline circulates. So it does. You do have to come back to
you,
it.
Like
for
I
sure.
did. I was like, wait a second. If Lady T's good there, why does she want to hurt Lucy? And then it's like
because she's not good.
She's manipulative.
Well,
yeah.
She's not good. She's not that bad though.
She's not good,
but she's not that. Once we got her backstory.
No, girl. I'm on the you're a crummy human train for Rapunzel/Lady T. And I feel bad for Ivy. I think Ivy is still redeemable.
The fact that you say that
this so
and
dark.
Do not defend Lady T after all Ivy has done is ridiculous.
Okay, here's my stance, because Lady T is the mama bear, and she messed up. She's kind of like a crappy mom. Like, can we just get that out of the way?
I don't think so. She threw her daughter
to the wayside for the other daughter and completely ignored her, never got to know her. Of course the girl lashed out and has been, like, trying to find
her. No, she was trying to get to know her, remember? And that last Rapunzel was trying to get to know her, and Abby was just like, you ain't my mama, you my mama.
She was in a power struggle with the other wife. It had nothing to do with Ivy. To me, it looked like she was in a complete power struggle of like me more than this woman who's been raising you for, what did they say, 5, 7 years?
I think it was 8 years.
This woman who's been raising you for all these years.
I don't know.
Let's just push her to the wayside. Mama is back. Well, this kid hasn't seen you since she was a baby.
But also,
I feel bad for Rapunzel.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for Rapunzel, too. And, like, honestly, when she, she didn't, like, obviously, yeah, she wants her daughter back, whatever. But, like, at the same time, it was kind of, like, I don't know. I think you're both in the wrong, okay? They both.
You're both wrong.
They deserve to be in that hole together.
When you try to, like, help somebody out about it, like, either one, you're like, oh, but then she, and then she, and it's like, but at the end of the day, they both did really crappy things, because there's no, in no way, shape, or form.
She's done bad things.
No, but I'm just saying, I try to defend Lady T by saying Ivy was selfish. I'm just like, well, I want it my way now, because you, like, she couldn't just, like, use her magic for the good and become good friends with Regina and, like, become on the hero side. Like, she couldn't take the high road. Which was frustrating.
Well, then Gothel shoved her into that hole, and when she landed, and Lady T goes, don't even say one word. But now they have all this history between them, and they're stuck down there.
I think it's a perfect plot.
Yeah, take it away, Allie.
History.
We all got it. That's mine.
Yes. You know, they got a lot of history. And speaking of history, History's critically acclaimed series Vikings will premiere with a 2-hour season premiere airing It actually premiered November 29th, and it's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Pacific Time. Season 5 begins with Ivar the Boneless asserting his leadership over the great heathen army, while Lagatharga reigns as Queen of Kattegat. Ivar's murder of his brother, Sigurd, sets the stage for vicious battles to become as Ragnar's sons plot their next moves after avenging their father's death. Bjorn follows his destiny into the Mediterranean Sea, and Floki, who is suffering from the loss of his wife, Helga, takes to the seas, submitting himself to the wills of the gods. This season is full of startling alliances and unbelievable betrayals as the Vikings fight to rule the world. Ooh. I mean, with those fights, and then we've got the fights that are going to happen in this whole, I mean,
Vikings
I can't even.
Can we just have, like, a shout out for, like, Manthirst? Because Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is joining the cast as Bishop
Haemond. I'm so sorry, guys. I did not give those names justice. But yeah, Bishop Haemond this season. And Vikings is the critically acclaimed series from the creator and sole writer Michael Hurst. He's Academy Award winning from film Elizabeth and the Emmy and Golden Globe nominated series, The Tudors. It just seems like a really great show. Nice. And it obviously has premiered, and it's on 9/8 Central on History Channel. So you guys should definitely check it out. This sounds like a show that you should not be missing. So
I feel like it's definitely, like, in that category of Once Upon a Time.
Right.
Like,
there's a lot of people that miss The Tudors, so turn up.
Yeah. Turn up for Vikings.
It's just, like, not a fairy.
There's just not
fairy.
Like,
there's, like, fighting.
But
I feel like we're
about to show is awesome. Yeah. I've seen a few episodes, and I just didn't have it. I was in Australia, and they had it on the Netflix there, and I was like, what? This is insane.
Yeah.
And then I came back here, and it was just taken from me.
You know what I was going to say about Vikings, too, is that for people that love a Game of Thrones, Viking is, like, a perfect fit, because it is as epic as that, except the crazier thing is that this stuff actually happened.
Yeah. Yikes.
Crazy. Man, guys. Well, definitely Vikings. Tune in on the History Channel.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back into it really quick. We're talking about them fighting it out in this. Like, what are they going to do down there?
I think they're going to. I feel like they're either going to just continue to hate each other or somehow hash it out. And then use both of their separate knowledge to figure out a way to get out or to help the good people.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking Rumpel was going to fish them out.
Yeah,
I think Rumpel's going after the witches before Gothel gets them.
Right, like he has too many things on his plate because he's trying to figure out who the guardian is, where she is, how he can help Lucy.
And he believes it's Anastasia. And I also believe there's like a whole, like a story that we're missing. That relationship between Ivy and Lady T / Rapunzel. Right. Like, I feel like that story's missing. And so that plot is perfect that they're set down there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
we're going to get teary eye again.
I think Anna probably will come back and help them in some way, shape, or form. Because she saw her mom and her sister get pushed down a well. Like, there's something that's going to be there for sure.
But isn't there something, like, annoyingly naive about Anastasia? Like, I get it. She's young. But she's not 5. Like, why would you follow this evil witch when you have all this power?
Because she had no choice to. She saw, she knows that that witch is evil, so she's just scared. She's not following her willingly.
Because she even said to Ivy, she's like, the witch is in there. Because she knows the witch is the one that put her mom in the... Because remember, let's not forget that Anna is the one that tried to look for her mom for all those years.
I'm just saying, my girl Lucy would have been fighting back tooth and nail.
Oh, yeah. Lucy, I mean, is ahead of the game.
Oh, true that. Oh, my God. That's true. Saying,
Lucy would not be like, okay.
But honestly, even before was scared of her powers. I mean, it freaked her out. She just got woken up from, like, we don't even know how many year coma.
Yeah, she didn't even get to play games for that long before they were like, all right, let's use you to see if you're the guardian. Like, poor thing.
Yeah. To wake up like that and then to be like, this is gonna probably be used for bad. And then I got people chasing me. Right. I got all these people who want me.
Listen, your mom was locked in a tower. There have been issues. You knew this waking up, it wasn't gonna be a fairy tale.
I mean, but she didn't know her struggle like that.
Right.
She does now.
I feel like she was so very confused. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, speaking of not waking up, we have True Love's Kiss doesn't work.
It's got I wonder if both of her parents need to kiss her. That's what I kept thinking. Like, maybe both of them need to do it.
I was waiting for that monitor to start beeping. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was going to go. And then when it didn't, I was like, this isn't like Once Upon a Time to not give us a wake-up after a True Love's Kiss. This is the first time that True Love's Kiss has not woken anybody up. This is a big deal.
But remember, there still is...
it has to be both of them.
But remember, there's still a little plot twist that Ivy put in where if they do True Love's Kiss, something happens.
Which is the poison.
I mean, they've gotten around True Love's Kiss before. Remember season 6... Snow, but that's why
Regina couldn't tell him, and she had to set them up to break up.
Yeah,
right. Because if they kiss, then they're gonna have that heart thing. Oh man, can I see what people are saying in the chat?
That's why I said Regina is honestly in the worst position ever. Yeah. I feel so horrible for her.
She really is, because she has to sit there and lie to her son and know that if they wake up, He'll die.
That's terrible.
He'll die. And now she has to know that her granddaughter is about to die.
Can we please get the evil queen, also known as Regina? Ending? Yeah.
Okay.
The girl needs a happy ending.
I swear, if she does not get a happy ending, I will be so mad.
Her sister's got a daughter with her boo love. It's just not
that
right.
That was the shadiest thing
married.
Of all time.
She's like, I'm getting married.
She's getting married. Auntie Regina, how terrible was that? Like, low-key, when that girl ran up to her, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, Robin.
And her name's Robin.
Yeah, but it was like, she was like, you're...
I mean, it was sweet. Yeah, she's innocent in it all.
Mm-hmm.
But, talk about driving that knife in there, man.
I wonder if Robin, the female, if she knows about her dad and the relationship.
I feel like she probably knows.
She has
I would feel awkward if I knew.
I feel like she probably knows. I mean, her mom was... her mom went from being evil to a hero. You know what I mean? That's kind of...
True.
She wasn't always a hero. She did some bad things.
That's a really cool... So, Nicholas Stormy says, Ronnie means joy in Hebrew.
Oh, I like that.
I'm a terrible Jew. I didn't know that.
That's so funny, because she's kind of like... Regina was kind of like badass, like, sometimes.
Right.
It's just joy.
Now she's joy.
Also, I'd like to point out that
Ivan's joy. Ali's definitely.
You guys are all joy.
The Pixar character.
That was the best movie. Sorry, I just realized.
Ivan Soto in there confirmed that, yes, we have confirmed Carolina, which she was right, that Jack is Jack and the Beanstalk. Or Nick is Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to get one new character,
but I still
want to
know why he's being so nefarious. I have questions about Nick.
He's
still
definitely questionable.
I think he's good.
I think he's questionable. Because, like...
Because of that look that
just he... Just that look he gave. You can't... I can't let it go, guys. He gave a look to Ella. He it wants her. It
was the look.
Absolutely.
He wants
he's
her.
He's a serpent. I'm calling
he's
it.
He's gonna slither in there. Yeah. No, I literally think that, yeah.
100, yeah. No,
I like, think they had that one kiss and then, like, whoa, right, back off, I have a man.
But then again, it's like, maybe he doesn't, maybe that was just, like, a look that, like, I'm looking way too far into. I don't know. Did
no,
you guys
because
notice
he also had that moment with Lady mm-hmm. T.
Right. So, like, what is it? What do we, what, there's a missing,
that book.
There's a missing story piece there as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Confusing. Well, guys, I think we kind of wrapped everything up, right? Like, yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about really quick?
Well, what about the chat? Did we miss anything? Because sometimes yeah, guys, they be, like, on us and they be letting us know.
I think we pretty much covered all of the big, big pieces. I mean, there were so much, that so many puzzle yeah. pieces that we were like, ooh, filled that hole. But then, at the same time, we have so many... What's going on
so
in the chat?
We do have some good chat. So, Andrew Mahone says, I think they may take a trip into Lucy's dream world. Through Anastasia, maybe. So maybe. Anastasia. Maybe. And then Nicholas Stormy says, I hope Nick Jack is a good guy. He's the Catherine.
Maybe he is. Maybe he just is a good guy and, like, he just, like, really cares about her. And so that, maybe he's not a snake. You know, like, maybe he really is just, like, cares so much about
her. He's a snake. He probably had an accidental kiss.
He could also just be being mean.
You know those, like...
No, girl.
He has feelings. He yeah. believes this is his baby's mama.
Well, you get caught up in the moment kind of thing, and then you both remember, like, oh, shoot, like, that's my friend. That's your girl.
I would never.
Okay. No. All right.
That hasn't happened to anyone.
All right, guys. I think we're going to get right. into some predictions. Man. Oh, man. Let's do some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Double tap.
All right, guys. Steph, go for it.
Okay. I think I kind of covered most of my predictions. I think mm-hmm. Weaver and Roger are going to work together and do some witch hunting. Mm-hmm. And I think that hopefully Drizella and Lady T can serve some sort of purpose for the havoc that they've essentially caused yeah. themselves.
It's so true. They've wrapped... this all up in a pretty little bow. Them
but it's
two.
Them.
Really. They caused this all.
Yeah.
It's all their fault.
Okay.
Misha, what are you thinking?
It's actually really sad.
Oh, no.
And really dark. So you know how Anastasia is supposed to be the sacrifice? I think no matter what, she's going to have to be the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Because I think in order to do the whole healing of both Henry and Lucy, I think Anastasia's the key to that.
You're
and I
so
think she's
right.
going to have to sacrifice.
Because
right.
you can't bring back the dead.
You can't.
I think you're right.
I agree with what you said 100% because I just don't think that she's the actual guardian. I think she's a witch of, like, unbelievable magical proportions. And they're going to use her to sacrifice for fixing the situation.
I think,
but I think we're being misled here.
Carolina, did you not just say the beginning? Did you say that she was the guardian?
No, I said that I think we're being misled.
Oh, okay.
With Anastasia. I still think it's Lucy.
She's and not going to give it up.
And I think Lucy is the one that's going to figure out how to save her father.
I think you're right. Hmm. Yeah. I think those
all
sound great.
The dark side disagrees.
All right.
I think those, yeah.
The dark side.
Oh, my gosh.
With your Darth Vader sweater. Wait, move your hair so people can really see it. Like, you amazing. Literally are the dark side.
Yes, I
you
am.
You actually are today.
Yeah, always.
No, but I will say, I think all of those predictions sound great. I think that there's definitely, there's no way that Lucy and Henry can go. That's just not possible. And like you said, also you made a good point. It's really, you can't bring back the dead because everything comes with a price. Like saving that, like it comes with a price, just like with Snow and Prince. One of them was awake. One of them was asleep because they were trying to save each other by splitting their heart.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they won't kill her. Maybe she'll just be drained of all her power.
And yeah, that like her, she'll just sacrifice her power.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I like that one.
And maybe give it to Lucy, who could be the guardian.
Yeah. I think
Lucy has her own power.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. You said Lucy was the guardian, not Anastasia.
No.
Sorry. My bad.
I was like, wait, why are you laughing at me? I was like, I've been sticking by this theory.
We're laughing because of your delivery.
Yeah. How she just dove that in.
Carly Knight, you're the best. I think your theories are amazing, and you keep us on our toes because you, like, are great.
Hey, so. They've been right.
You've been right. I'm not saying you haven't been. You're amazing.
Should have been keeping a scoreboard.
I know. I'm telling you, we need to really figure this out of, like, whose predictions are right. I think that it's going to be one of those scenarios where, like, evil and good come together to defeat the witch, kind of like they did with, what was Regina's mom's
Cora.
Name?
Cora. Yeah.
And, like, what they did with the black angel or what?
Black fairy.
Black fairy. Sorry.
Can I sneak angel, one really never. Quick thought
yeah,
in there?
Yeah.
Guys, what if we're all being bamboozled and Robin is the guardian?
I thought that when they showed her little blue eyes like that and she glowed up for a second, I thought, is she the guardian that they're looking for? Because it's right after a scene, but I don't know.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling Robin as the guardian.
It's an option.
That's definitely an option. I don't know. Who could be the guardian at this point? I think you're right. I think Lucy definitely, she's a strong candidate. She's not the storyteller.
No.
I think there's more to her than, like, her strong beliefs, so I think she definitely is the guardian. Who do you guys think the guardian is?
Comment.
Let us know. Comment below. Tweet us. Instagram us. Facebook us. Whatever you need to do to let us know your thoughts and theories. We loved to see what you guys have to say. But I guess that brings us to another close of a great recap. Thank you all for joining us again this week on AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time recap. Where can they find you on social media, Steph?
You can find me at Steph Sabra on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914.
Guys, spit some crazy theories with me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti or Instagram at LenaBean113.
And guys, find me on Twitter at Ellie Nasta and on Instagram at Ellie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We shall see you in a couple months, guys. We'll miss you. Have a great holiday.
Happy 2018.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.